proceed with the next case. It would be Hernandez-Alvarez versus Gonzalez. Potterman.
May it please the court. My name is Maria Baldini Potterman, and I represent petitioner Ismael Hernandez-Alvarez. This case involves an appeal from the decision of the Board of Immigration Appeals upholding the immigration judge's decision that Mr. Hernandez had been convicted of an attempted sexual abuse of a minor under INA 101A43U based on his Illinois conviction for indecent solicitation of a minor. There is an issue of first impression before this court, which is whether an alien can be deemed convicted of sexual abuse of a minor or attempted sexual abuse of a minor where there was no minor involved, but rather an adult involved in the offense.
You do understand, do you not, that Illinois law actually specifies that this impossibility is not a defense?
Yes, Your Honor. I do understand that from the statute under which he was convicted. And in this case, in reviewing the indictment followed the statute, which said that it could be a minor or a person the defendant believed to be a minor. It's undisputed in the records here that the actual victim was an undercover police officer from Lake County. In looking at how this court has defined reviewing sexual abuse of a minor charges, you have taken the categorical approach, which is to first review the statute. If the statute's divisible, then you move on to reviewing the indictment or the information. And then beyond that, other information can be considered where it would not lead to a contested evidentiary hearing. In this case, in looking at the statute, it is a divisible statute, and the indictment reflected that he was charged with believing that the person was a minor. In order to be deportable for an aggravated felony based on sexual abuse of a minor, a strict reading of the grounds of deportability says that you have to be convicted of an aggravated felony. It then refers us over to INA 101A43. Subsection A says sexual abuse of a minor. If Congress had intended to say that a minor could be defined to include an adult by saying someone, a person that the defendant believes to be a minor, Congress could have written that into the statute. Instead, however, Congress specifically used the word minor. In reviewing the case that the IJ relied on, Rodriguez-Rodriguez, the board looked as a guide to 18 U.S.C. 3509. And in that statute, it refers to a child. The statute does not refer to a person believed to be a child or believed to be a minor. In order for the board to have upheld the immigration judge's decision that Mr. Hernandez had been convicted of attempted sexual abuse of a minor, we have to go back to subsection A of the aggravated felony definition.
But I mean, I'm glad you moved around to attempt, because that is what the IJ turn to, and as I read the BIA's order, that's what they understood, that it was the attempt, it wasn't the substantive thing, and that the solicitation conviction, even though it happened to be the branch, I mean, you of course would concede that if it was the branch of the Illinois statute that dealt with actual minors, he's out mm-hmm. of here. So, but with the branch that deals with essentially the undercover agents, one thought to be a minor, the steps that he took were enough to constitute the attempted offense. You know, he goes there, he's got the condoms in his pocket, he's well on the way to committing this offense, and it just happens that the person who shows up is the undercover agent. But certainly Illinois would regard that as a violation of the statute, as Judge Rovner points out, and for immigration purposes, it doesn't seem to be very difficult either, in light of our decision in Gautam, in light of other courts' decisions.
Yes, Your Honor, and I'm glad that you raised the issue of the recent decision of Gautam. In Gautam, and in reviewing all the other cases that this court has issued precedent decisions on involving sexual abuse of a minor, there actually was a minor involved, and it was either a minor involved as defined by the statute under which those aliens had been convicted, or through admission.